Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. Good afternoon, Al.
Hi, Elodie.
We've got Greg Hunter joining us about 4:10 here in just a few minutes, so let's get started right away with the gold prices today. And let's see, gold is down 240 today. It was there all day long at 1233. Silver is down 8 at 1535. Platinum is down 2, 960, along with palladium down 1, 571. USDX is a little stronger today, 0.06 at 96.64. Pressure on crude oil, 0.75 at 36.43. And not a lot of movement in the markets today, the paper markets today. You have the Dow up 22 points at 17,251. The NASDAQ was down 21 at 4728. And the S&P down 3 at 2015. 10-year yield, 1.96 euro, up a little bit, 111. And just a little pressure on the markets, pretty much the same as what we've experienced here in our paper markets today. So that's pretty much a quick trip in the markets today. Tomorrow, Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve, will begin their meeting. Or did they start it today, Al? Is it Tuesday and Thursday? I think it is, yes.
I wasn't invited, so I don't know.
Well, really?
They don't invite, I don't pay attention, Melody.
Well, you should. You should. But
didn't invite you, did they?
They do, but I don't go.
Yes, but you don't pay attention and they didn't invite you, so I don't know.
I was invited.
Why is it I'm obligated to be paying attention to these things?
I pay attention.
You, huh?
I pay attention.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's going to be a lot of, discussions. Are they not going to raise rates until when and so forth? And certainly we did have some retail figures come out. Certainly they were not as expected for the first part of the year. And I'm not sure if I have those numbers readily available. I should while we fill some airtime waiting for Greg Hunter.
Are we waiting for Greg Hunter? I thought Frank said he was already here.
Is he here?
I don't know.
Is Greg Hunter here? No, he's not here. yet. I would assume.
Okay, apparently not.
I would assume Frank will let us know. And but U.S. retail sales fell in the opening months of the year, and that's supposedly with lower auto and gasoline sales. You know, we talked about a report yesterday where it showed that the subprime loans in autos was going strong in the first part of the year. Now here's another report that talks about it being lower. Sales at retail stores and restaurants fell 0.1%, and January's drop was the steepest in a year. Looks like more Americans are spending at building materials and garden equipment, sporting goods, books, music, health, clothing, restaurants, bars. But furniture, electronics have seen their sales decline. Does that tell us anything? No, it's just another leaf in the breeze and probably another report with some or quite a bit of distortion.
I don't know how much distortion there is, but you know, one of the things you have to pay attention to is you got to follow your numbers on perhaps a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, a longer term basis. We get numbers every day. Every time something goes up just a touch, down just a touch, there's a report on it. And you've got to take, you know, you've got to pay a little more attention to the 200-day moving average, the 50-day moving average. What's happened in the last just little while, it's a certain amount of white noise. And you can't allow yourself to become overly excited by short-term reports, short-term statistics. You can't allow yourself to become excessively complacent based on short-term statistics. Huh? Mm-hmm. You have to kind of keep an eye on longer trends in order to see where we are most likely going, because you know, blip up, blip down, that's just part of the nature of things. And what's the longer trend?
You know, when you and I were talking earlier, we were discussing how with all the viewing of the with the election, very few discussions on the economy. And
not so much very few discussions on the economy, but very few discussions on what to expect in the economy if Trump, for example, is elected.
Correct.
You still have people talking about the economy, but who's talking about the economy that we might expect from Donald if Donald Trump is elected? And there's not much of that. Everybody's kind of jumping on Donald Trump right now and giving him a great deal of, you know, he's catching a lot of flack. But what's it for? We ought to be talking, what's going to happen to the economy if Donald Trump is elected? What's going to happen if he's not elected? What are the most likely economic consequences, you know, one way or the other? And it's not really in the news right now. It's whether or not Trump is a hate-mongering, xenophobic, racist, homophobic bad guy, or whether he is a good guy, but not what is he going to do? What is he likely to do? So
we know by his interviews what he wants to do, but no one's discussing how it will impact the economy. And we do have Greg Hunter. He is now on the line. Greg Hunter from USA Watchdog. He joins us once a month, and we're so very pleased to have him. And we always enjoy having Greg on the program. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good to be here. I love being on your show. You guys are like my friends. And I just want to say, remember a couple of months ago when I said, "Wow, gold and silver, that's a deal." especially silver. Now, silver hasn't gone up, but gold sure has. What's up, a couple hundred bucks since the end of since beginning of December?
Almost $200.
Yes. I was reading earlier, it's one of the best moves we've seen for the first part of the year in a very long time, 30 years.
Like,
But we'll have to see what the end of the year looks like, but it certainly has had a good start.
Yes, it has been. Let me tell you something. I heard you talking about Trump and about all the – let me tell you what this is. This is Democrats. This is MoveOn.org.
Yeah.
This is suppression of free speech. Black Lives Matter, which they don't really, because whenever black people are killed, they don't say anything about it. But if white
if they're killed
a black
by
person,
blacks,
they try to make, it's 6,000 5 to 6,000 black on black murders a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing said about that. Poor leadership. Black people are being absolutely screwed by their leadership, and they are the last priority for Democrats because of the what's up to 50% unemployment rate in the African American community. But I digress. I want to talk about the USA Today, and I called them. I don't know if they'll call me back. They have in the past. Front page USA Today. First time voter for Hillary. Of the fold. Then they have some bogus poll that is about negative for Trump, and the headline for Trump is Trump turning off millennials. This is for a woman that is getting low turnout, very low turnout. This is for a woman under federal investigation, not a word about it. This is for a woman, you haven't heard the other shoe drop for the Clinton Crime Foundation, which apparently there's example after example of her as the Secretary of State doing a favor for somebody and the Clinton Foundation getting a multi-million dollar donation, or her husband, Bill Clinton, getting a hundreds of thousands of dollars for some bogus speech. And this is how I called USA Today and said, listen, I'm going to say you are biased. Oh, and then in the money section, they double down on the bias, and they pass off this RIM reader as a news story. The headline on the money section, second page, presidential, it's time to show us Mr. Trump. Another negative story. I don't know where they went to journalism school, but this isn't journalism. This is thought control. This is spin. This is the mainstream crony media, who will destroy their own business model and be unfair and unobjective. This couldn't be any more unobjective, couldn't be any more biased. And I called them and told them, left two messages for the editors there, that is biased. And I'm going to say that, and I want a response.
Well, do you think
it's
going to work?
You know, visitors and viewers a month between YouTube and USA Today. Actually, it's higher than that. USAWatchdog.com, I should say. Actually, it's higher than that, but I have some metrics to say it's way higher than that. But the official Google metrics, it's a couple of million. So it's a significant audience. They'd like to have it.
Absolutely.
So
and
anyway,
it's, quite an accomplishment.
So it's unbelievably biased. And if he wins with all this bias, you know it's a movement. And listen, yeah. I'm not stumping for Trump. Anyway, but, you know, this is unbelievable. And this is about, let me tell you what this is about. It's about the crony criminal class wanting to hold on to power. Look at
yep.
John Kasich. He made a comment about 2 months ago. Said, I should have ran as a Democrat. Yeah, you should have, because you are. He's getting funded by George Soros.
Yeah.
This is absolutely outrageous, and they're scared to death that somebody like Donald Trump, you know, they made the Republican. Every time you hear establishment, think of criminal crony class. They made Donald Trump sign a contract, a pledge not to run as a third party. Then they are doing nothing but one dirty trick after another, keeping that loser Rubio in. He's going to get it. He can't even. He knows he's not on the ballot for senator in Florida. You know why, right?
No.
He can't win. Because he can't win.
That's
Trump
the only
holds off
reason.
A win in Ohio with Kasich, although I don't know if they'll cheat or if he's got some home field advantage. And, you know, Ted Cruz did at least win his own state. Have you noticed that they've kind of pared down the rhetoric between Cruz and Trump? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they did.
Have you noticed how they've done that? Because there's not going to be two white guys on the Republican ticket. There won't be. And
so you
Trump,
think maybe Bernie Sanders?
Or he's going to get Ben Carson.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, Ben Carson. You think Carson is going to be the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans, at least if Trump
is a possibility.
Yeah.
I remember when I started out, I said that my top four candidates were Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Carson, maybe Fiorina.
I can't imagine
top
Trump
I didn't
taking...
even mention Jeb Bush. He outspent Trump at up until New Hampshire, and I think he dropped out after that. 10-1. 10-1. 80 million to 8 million. 10-1. He couldn't finish higher than fourth place most of the time. I think he may have had one or two third place finishes. $8 million to $80 million Jeb Bush spent. This isn't about will of the people. It's not we the people. It's we the cronies. We the criminals. Mm-hmm.
Well, are they going to be able to pull it off, though? With all the money, in theory, they had to go into this thing, and we'll give Jeb $80 million, and he'll be able to wipe out Trump. It didn't work at all. People aren't being deceived by these enormous expenditures. They are grabbing Trump and hanging on, and maybe the yellow journalism won't work either.
It's thought control and spin doctoring. It is not journalism. You know, they can't even bring up the fact that these are Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton supporters, and they are the ones trying to forget protests. They are suppressing free speech, which I was really surprised Ted Cruz not identify that. They are suppressing free speech. That ain't a protest. That's a suppression of free speech. And all you see is this. And if they didn't have video of it, it wouldn't be a story of some old guy, 80 years old, punching some young guy in the face. Should they have done that? No. But so what? I say to that, so what? You didn't hear the story. It wasn't reported about how violent it got in Chicago outside with the protests, which is nothing more than organized suppression of free speech. Call it what it is. And the mainstream media, they're losing their control. And that's what they're so upset about. Yeah. How can Trump be doing so well? Because they're not relevant. People are coming to sites like mine and many others, and I'm not trying to blow my own horn, many others for real analysis and real news. And people are tired of being lied to and lying by omission, and then the stuff on the front page of USA Today. USA Today is willing to destroy their credibility to come out with a one-sided criminal I think is a criminal, under federal investigation, not a word about, first-time voter for Hillary. Not a word about how low the turnout is on the Democratic side. Not a word about the polls that say, 20% of the people will vote for Trump. That's what they're really afraid of. They are terrified of this. And so are the other. And then when you hear the Republicans talking about, well, we'll vote for Hillary, because they're all part of the criminal crony class at the top. I'd say probably at least half of Congress is sold out. And when you hear this thwarting of the will of the people for the will of the criminal crony class, come on, say that with me. Criminal crony class. This is why
do we have to say it five times in a row quickly?
Criminal crony class.
No, I don't think I can say it rapidly like that.
Well, and this is what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is, which they don't even want to hear Trump talking about. And that is, this is another bad deal concocted by the criminal crony class. You know how I know it's bad? It's secret.
Yeah.
It's a secret deal. And the Republicans got together and voted through this Trans-Pacific Authority, TPA, to negotiate with their nemesis. Their nemesis is going to negotiate this TPA, Trans-Pacific the Authority, to negotiate the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a secret trade deal. You don't even get to know what it is for 5 years. You can't, the senators cannot go in there and take any notes. They can't take any pictures. They just have to go in there and read it. It's secret.
Well, you know that's no good for the American people, because if it was
not
doing us any good, they would be broadcasting and bragging about it.
You know,
in fact,
when Ted Cruz and Elizabeth Warren,
the same reason you keep it secret when you rob a bank.
Exactly.
All right, nobody
you know
thought advertises I robbed a bank.
Elizabeth Warren, the ultra left wing liberal, and the ultra right wing Republican, Democrat Republican, both voted no for it. You know it sucks. It's got to suck. Elizabeth Warren and Ted Cruz agree on something, you know it sucks.
Well, let's take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back with Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned. Melody and I will return on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter.
have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com, and Greg analyzes the news. Let's talk a little about the economy. You know, I always enjoy the Republican stories about how they favor limited government and low taxes. I haven't seen any of that for 20 years at least.
They're bogus.
I love little stories, and I also love the recovery story. Is the recovery recovered now, or they gave up on the story, or what happened there?
They could use that term because they're being chided they're being chided across the internet spectrum. I mean, these guys are losing their power and they're becoming fodder for ridicule. I love the USA Today. Sometimes they do some good things. I want to be fair. Sometimes they do good things. For simple reporting of facts that you can look up anywhere, okay for that. They lie by omission, in my humble opinion, and they spin, and they couldn't be. I don't know who does their editorial to have. If you have a chance, just look at the front page of the USA Today, and they say, "Well, are online or their paper?" I said, "Well, you're the paper. I mean, yeah, you have an online version. I'm sure they do the same thing online, the same bogus. You know, they craft a poll that is too derogatory for Trump on the same day a major 5-state primary is coming up, winner take all in 2, and what that is totally biased, and they are obviously trying to affect the voting. That's what I think. You can't sit in an editorial meeting and say this is unbiased. You can't. You can't do it. I'm sorry. I worked in their houses. I worked at 2 networks. I worked at 5 TV stations. I've been in journalism since the 70s.
Okay? Well, we're looking at a kind of sea change right now that goes deeper than just Trump. It's not just about Donald Trump. This goes to the American people, for one thing. They're not being eased. A bunch of them are saying we're not going to be misled. We are rejecting.
And look, Trump is right to attack the media. He's never had anybody to attack the media. He hates them, and you know, they do a story on USA Today how I hate the media. Well, they're stupid. You know, they're willing to screw, and I've called up USA Today on other stories. They wouldn't even cover the Planned Parenthood video story. Wouldn't even cover it. Then lo and behold, they cover, you know, some bogus lie that the Planned Parenthood director, Richardson, puts on. I called him and said, you know, when you let somebody say something in your paper, that's like you saying it. Why would you allow her to say an obvious lie? Here's the obvious lie. Oh, these videos are highly edited. Really? Give me an example of where they edited so much they committed libel and slander. Show me. Show me the fraud here. Give me an example. They're heavily edited. Really? That says that, you know, their lawsuit didn't allege slander or libel? And I don't know why somebody didn't call them on the floor. Give us an example of where they edited the video. Oh, incidentally, the entire video is online at the Center for Medical Progress, all those videos, which I went and checked them all. They're all online. So show me where they edited something so egregiously they changed the meaning of what your medical doctors were saying in multiple videos about chopping up babies, selling their parts, harvesting their parts, figuring out a way they could harvest the parts without damaging the parts. Show me where they changed that. They edited the video so much. And USA Today wouldn't cover the story. That's their political views getting. So it's not a news organization, USA Today, anymore. Not a news organization. They're masquerading as a news organization. Because they know they're done when they say, yeah, we're biased. Well, then you're not a news organization anymore. They don't believe a word you say. Just like their bogus poll that they, rock the vote. You know, that's a liberal, lefty, wackadoodle organization. You don't think they did anything to alter that poll where it shows Trump, you know, badly losing, even though he's bringing in record crowds in every state.
That is amazing.
The journalism is horrible, and this is what's going to kill the mainstream media, which is why ultimately they're going to attempt to shut down dissent on the internet.
Do you
this
think
is why
the
Trump
mainstream
is doing well
media
because
is
they
in
don't
jeopardy
have
right
power
now?
Like they used to?
Is the mainstream media digging its own grave?
They
is it essentially surrendering? Is this their last hurrah before the internet pretty much replaces them?
They're so damn pompous, and they've had it their way, and they controlled, you know, somebody like me when I was coming out in 2007 and 2008 saying the economy was crashing. What do they do? Oh, I was right, incidentally. And what do? They didn't renew my contract, which is the best thing that ever happened to me. I am happy because that's how I got this website. And now nobody walks in my office and tells me to, quote, tone it down, end quote. You know, I mean, 60 Minutes is a scam. It's a sham. CBS News, ABC News, NBC News, Fox News, scam, 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 scam. Maybe a little less of a scam on Fox News because they do let some people give their opinion. But look at what Megyn Kelly's doing, for example, last night. Trump University. You have to be kidding me, right? You do understand there's the Clinton Foundation. You do understand there's a couple of billion dollars in it. You do understand that the charges in the book, Clinton Cash, are being basically exposed in real life as her Secretary of State, as she granted all kinds of favors to people who gave, and then they gave heavily donations, and then she granted a favor, so they gave a big donation or a big speech fee to Bill Clinton or a big donation to the Clinton Foundation, and then Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, did some waiver or some great thing for the company over and over and over again. You don't realize that's going on, but Trump University is the big story? Really?
Well, if there's one person who should be catching some negative press, it should be Hillary.
She's under – oh, and by the way, she's under federal investigation. And up the front page, and not a word about this, not a word about how she's under federal investigation on the front page. First-time voter for Hillary. Really? First-time voter for – yes, please, thought-shaping. Yes, vote for Hillary. Oh, Trump bad, Hillary good. Thought-shaping. And what does Gannett have? Gannett has relationships with big banks, like has had in the past and probably still do, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. What have I told you about all the criminal activity with all these big banks, all this criminal stuff? Nobody goes to jail. What a great deal. Commit all the crime you want. Maybe they'll catch you. Maybe they won't. If they do, then and somebody's convicted, it'll be the bank. You know, the doors, the windows, the carpet, the chairs, the computer terminals, but not any of the people. And hey, when they have a fine, shareholders pay it. Great. And nobody goes to, no individuals ever are charged or go to jail. What a deal. Let's hang on to that criminal crony status. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to vote for Trump. I thought he was kind of bogus when we first started. But Trump or Cruz are the people that are the two people that are coming to the top, and they look like one of them, and I think it's probably going to be Trump, is going to be at the top of the heap. And I wouldn't be surprised if Trump and Cruz don't, you know, mend their fences and run the same ticket. Cruz will do well with Hispanics. So will Trump. They want to tell you that they won't, but Hispanics aren't stupid. They don't want any more flood of people in there to compete against the jobs that are already, you know, evaporating. And I can't believe African Americans with the youth unemployment rate anywhere between 25 and 50%, depending on where it is, why they would want massive amounts of more illegal immigration and massive amounts of refugees coming into the country. And guess who is at the bottom of the heap once again? African Americans.
Yep. And guess who's at least a primary source of move on demonstrators at the Chicago anti-Trump demonstrations? Well, African Americans. And the reason that's interesting to me is that
Trump.
The reason it's interesting is because Trump is the only candidate who says he's going to try to stop the influx of illegal aliens who are primarily taking black jobs. And yet blacks have said, oh, we're going to vote for Hillary. And she's going to let more illegal aliens in, and we're not going to vote for the evil Trump who's going to keep the illegal aliens from coming in and taking black jobs.
It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. You want to raise wages? They want to have some program or some minimum wage. Oh, we're going to give you, you know, $15 an hour and force McDonald's and everybody else to speed up the robotics revolution that's happening. And, you know, if you want people to make more money, they need, A, more skills, and, B, a little less labor flooding across the border.
And maybe lower taxes to provide welfare, even in some instances, for illegal aliens.
That's unbelievable.
Why are we providing any financial support for illegal aliens? Why don't we also support...
We do, and tons of it, because they think they're going to be Democratic voters in the future. That's
yeah, I know,
the
and they're also
here.
Going to be cheap labor for the Republican businessmen.
Yeah, this is, a criminal crony class. Get that in your mind. Whenever you hear this establishment or donor class or a criminal crony class, and this whole thing about the Republican, oh, we're conservatives, BS on that.
Yeah,
you're conservative, and you don't say a word about the massive crime and fines being paid by these banks and rigging of LIBOR and rigging of the Forex market and all these criminal actions concerning mortgage fraud. And just up to a couple of months ago, what was it, some of the big banks still getting multi-billion dollar fines for what amounts to fraud, which in the newspaper, they mishandling of mortgages. Oh, you mishandle. You mean like fraud? Not a word about them. You know, Glenn Beck, I'm a conservative. Really, you're a conservative? Not a word about all the fraud, the criminal cronyism? Really, not a word?
What's the common denominator among the people that are in the establishment?
Fox News, we're conservatives. Really? And you cover for the criminal crony class? You look at Chris Wallace. Look at that. Look at that weasel. Unbelievable weasel. Yeah, they pulled this stuff with Ron Paul, where they just ignored him. They just lied by omission when he won Iowa. He tied with Michelle Bachmann. Remember that? And all they could say is, oh, Michelle Bachmann won Iowa. It was a tie. Oh, we lost the ballots on a truck. Remember that one? You lost the ballots on a truck? Really? Really? You had him on a truck? You didn't have an iPhone or electronic transfer? You didn't have any of that? You just had him on a – just lost him. Except here's the problem with Trump. A, the mainstream media has lost even more mojo. And internet media, and I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about lots of internet, Breitbart and Alex Jones and Lisa Haven and SGT Report and all kinds of other outlets that are out there that are calling BS on the BS. And you know what Google's doing? Google, according to my consultant, is trying to make it look like there's less people looking for alternative news. They're trying to make it look like that in search. If you look at Alexa rankings, you know, you look at these sites, they have no rankings. Well, how could that be? Because they want people to think that this isn't a trend. And that is the trend, and that's why Trump is doing well. Oh, let me Twitter out to my 20 million subscribers or whatever, how many he has. It's a lot. And then the press has to report on that. Oh, and let me and when there is some hinky crap going on, and let me tell you what started it. What started it was the George Bush fiasco and how they handled that George 43. How they handled that bogus story and the paperwork and the documents. And they told them half their experts said, "Well, these documents you can't depend on them. So do the story with the witness and move on." But they had to try to, you know, Dan Rather had to. I'm not biased. Here we have again, Dan Rather couldn't be any more biased. And what did the internet do with that story? Called BS on the BS. Dan Rather lost his job. Boom, there's the advent of journalism on the internet. People called BS on the BS. You think it's gotten weaker since then or stronger?
It's getting stronger all the time.
Way
and
stronger.
What used to be a conspiracy theory is now pretty much taken for granted as true.
The media is sold out. They are a bunch of liar, douchebag, weasel, anti-American, anti-journalist. They are spin control, thought shaping, liars by omission, liars by outright lies, liars by spinning their stories. You couldn't get any more. You should. Unbelievable. I'm going to describe it for you. First time Hillary voter. Top of the page. Top of the page so you can still see it. Trump turning off millennials. Then they have this bogus, rock the vote. You think that's conservative? You think that's biased? And USA Today. And they just have one group after another that shows Trump can't win. Let me tell you something. Hillary can't win. Hillary can't beat a 74-year-old socialist / communist. She can't win. She can't win. And her turnout is paltry, is nothing. It's like you ever hear Trump say that, hey, I'm glad we have protesters. That way the media will get out and pan the crowd to show how big it is. And they don't show the crowd in Hillary. And there's all kinds of ways you can compress shots and make things look like you to get way far away and put, we just had a newspaper here locally there. President Clinton was at Elon College. A few hundred people showed up. They compressed the shot to make the crowd look huge. Right?
Yep.
Nobody cares. We know we're being screwed. The people know that. At least a pretty good percentage of them know that.
They've known it for a long time, but they haven't been willing to stand up and protest.
They do we the cronies as opposed to we the people.
With Trump's candidacy, people are standing up and saying, enough. We're tired of being hustled and manipulated and deceived.
You may not like Trump. And he says some stuff that you need some help there, buddy. But, but I'll tell you one thing. When he starts talking about the trade deals, how incompetent they are.
Yeah.
That Trans-Pacific Partnership, let me say it again, folks. It's a secret trade deal. It's secret. You don't get to know. We the people don't get to know the secret, what's in the secret trade deal, which Mitch McConnell worked up and the other Democrats and Republicans got it pushed through because, well, Obama, their nemesis, would vote yes for it. This is crony. This is the Democrats and Republicans at the top, the crony criminal class. This is like WWE fake fighting.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break for some more commercials, and when we come back, let's talk about Richard Fisher, former Dallas Fed president, and some of his recent remarks since he retired or resigned from being head of the Dallas Federal Bank of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. I'm Alfred Adisk here with Melody Cederstrom. Our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with Thyme Herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of Thyme Herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Richard Fisher is the former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. He resigned or was compelled to leave. I'm not absolutely certain. About a year ago now,
he's been out. I think he just quit.
He retired.
Mm-hmm. And since then, he's made.
I don't think there's any paint there, Alfred. Just to let you know, just to make sure you get that out there. So you don't put him in a bad light. I think he just resigned.
All right. Well,
He just resigned.
All right. How he left is not necessarily important to me, but I think he left on bad terms because he's made, and you brought it up just recently, he made a comment describing the economy and what the Federal Reserve has done. He said we injected heroin and cocaine into the system, and he means the economy. And now we're maintaining on Ritalin. Now, this is not flattering to the Federal Reserve, and I can't remember what it was, but there has been at least one other major statement by Fisher probably about 90 days, 120 days ago that was completely derogatory about the Federal Reserve. And I get the impression this man is willing to make radical statements in part because either he's offended by the way he was perhaps forced to resign. I don't know if he was or he wasn't, but I don't think he left on bad terms, and he's not demonstrating that he's a team player. What about this, we injected heroin and cocaine into the system, and now we're maintaining on Ritalin?
Well, let's back up to the previous statement, which was a couple of months ago, I think, because I had it up on my weekly news wrap-up, and I talked about it, and I thought this was a stunning statement. And I went and every time he's made these statements, I went and found the video and watched him say it, and they said it on CNBC. This is the two times he's been on, CNBC. And watched him say it to make sure there wasn't any kind of misquote. I verbatimed it myself to make sure that it was right and made sure I was on CNBC. So I know it's a good quote. I know it's good. And here he is, Richard Fisher, and he said a couple of months ago that we front-loaded the markets to, quote, front-loaded, end quote, the markets so we could, quote, create a wealth effect, end quote. Now, that right there tells you that this whole thing is not a, as you were bringing up about the recovery, it's not a recovery. It's not a real recovery where we have innovation and people go to work and we have application of capital and we have, you know, new businesses starting and we have new ideas and new procedures and new inventions. And they would, no, forget that, no. He admitted it. Don't take my word for it. listen to former Dallas Fed President Richard Fisher. Then, last week, he triples down on that. It says that statement you said about how we injected, because somebody asked in the interview, asking, well, you know, it seems like the economy is in the Fed interventions aren't really working as well as they used to. You know, do you think that central banks have lost their power? That was the question by the interviewer. And that's when he rolled off that answer. And then at the end of that answer about cocaine and whatever, he said, well, how do you come back? Well, I know, right? How do you come back to that? It was outrageous. Now, all I saw was a tight shot of him on the CNBC version. They were on him, and as they should have been. And I would have loved to have had a cutaway shot of the anchors going, oh, I can't, but what? Whoa. He's admitting to fraud. That's what he's admitting to. He is admitting that the Federal Reserve engaged in a giant Ponzi, Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme in terms of tens of trillions of dollars.
And well, I believe it was Fisher.
Do you know that J.P. Morgan paid $2.5 billion, maybe $2.6, to avoid criminal charges in helping Bernie Madoff?
Yeah.
This is the economy we have, folks.
Yeah.
This is why your wealth should be under your direct control, folks. And Melody, please don't be mad at me. I don't sell gold, and it took me a year and a half to find a sponsor to how do I buy gold and silver that I could trust. And you didn't tell me to say this, and I don't get paid for this, and I don't get make anything for this. You are just a sponsor of my site, and the only thing I wanted out of you was I don't want to get calls from people saying, hey, man, discount gold and silver, rip me off. I've never had that call. This is why you need to have your – and, folks, just to let you know, I didn't get paid to say this. I don't get paid to say this. Melody does not know I'm saying this. She did not know I was going to say this ahead of time. This is why people say, well, you know, you keep pushing. What else are you going to buy, folks? A bond? You going to buy a treasury bond? Yeah. The dollars, the notes, Federal Reserve notes, are issued off the treasury bonds. Okay? If the bonds get corrupted, do you think the notes are going to be any good? For a while. They'll be good for a while. A short while. And this is why a wealth preservation strategy should include some sort of precious metal, silver, gold, you know, whatever, food, water, tires on your car, you know, a car title. You see what I'm saying? Because when this blows, it's going to blow big and ugly. And that's why, back to Richard Fisher, I think he is warning people because he knows how bad this is going to be when it blows. He knows how bad it's going to be.
And the others in the Federal Reserve have to know as well. They have to have the same knowledge he has. The difference is he's willing to try to say something about it, and they're trying to continue to conceal what may be an inevitability.
But he's only doing it to save his own bacon. I don't think he has, and this is my opinion, I don't think he has noble intentions. And he may be cleared to say this kind of crazy stuff. So the Fed could come out and say, well, you know, you were warned. We told you that this was heroin and cocaine. You were warned. You know, and this is why your money inside of a brokerage, which is not a savings account, people are like, what stock should I buy? Well, listen, that's a good plan if your brokerage makes it. But if your brokerage goes MF Global or Lehman Brothers, that ain't a good plan. Those are two brokerages that went under. That's not going to be a good plan for you. And so, and I don't know how – I don't think they even issue paper stock anymore. Maybe they do. I guess some companies
do. No, they
do.
Probably – you can get the certificate. Sometimes you've got to work very hard. Mostly all you get is a computer entry. And my understanding, they have multiple computer entries for the same stock, or at least in some instances. It's a little bit like we have all these instances of paper gold for the single ounce of paper gold that's over at Comex, for example.
How much of the stuff is pledged in a calamity? How much of your stuff is pledged? Hypothecation. How much of it is pledged and rehypothecated? How much of MF came out of MF Global? We hypothecated your assets. What do you mean? We used them as collateral. MF Global. They had to use gold and silver as collateral. That's what people should look at. This is not a trade. This is a collateral play. And the collateral right now, the quote-unquote assets, are bonds. Well, you're going to find out that debt and bonds, money, they've been telling us debt is money and debt is an asset. We're going to find out neither is true. And when it happens, folks, nobody's going to walk out and blow the trumpet and say, hey, did you know that, you know, 2 weeks from now, they're going to crash the system. And it can, that's not what's going to happen, folks. And the smart money, I got Michael Pinto up tonight, and, you know, they're talking about, you watch the mainstream media and the financial channel, look, the stock market's come back. They had David Stockman on. This is a dead cat bounce. Michael Pinto says, oh, man, no, this is rolling over right now. And the smart money and the only buyers of the stocks have been people, have been companies buying their own stock, so the leaders of the company can exit and sell their stock. That's what's happening.
Who are they going
to
sell it?
Being in the stock market is a long term proposition. You better hope to live in a long time. You know, like 100 years.
You know,
years,
an interesting
anyway.
Question is, who will they sell their stock to? They've borrowed money to buy their stock back out of the market, if it's true they're anticipating that they're going to sell it, who will they sell it to? Because I doubt the private sector is going to want it. Do they anticipate another episode of quantitative easing where the Federal Reserve will buy toxic assets?
Here's what Michael Pinto said, because I said the same thing, and he is a money manager. He manages, I don't know, millions of dollars. He's also an advisor, and I said, tell me if I'm wrong. I told one of my things, how long can this go on? I said, until they crash their currency. It goes on until their currency goes poof. And he goes, you're exactly right. That's exactly what's going to happen. Because one thing you can't, he's on tonight. You should listen to him tonight. It's a short interview. It's after midnight. He'll be on tomorrow, but I put it up after midnight so I get it today's date. And he says, listen, here's the one place the governments can't lie. They can't lie about money coming in. And when the money coming in can't pay for everything in the government has plus their interest, yeah, then you know that's when they start printing money to pay the interest on the bonds. You know that's when that's what they cannot fake. He says, and that's what happens. That's how your currency gets destroyed. That's what's going to happen, folks. It's coming. It is coming.
And so, Do you think the Federal Reserve can actually pump more money into the system? They stopped.
They
were doing that under quantitative easing. They stopped over a year ago. Did they stop? Was it purely a policy decision, or is the Federal Reserve in a corner where they can't issue much more fiat currency?
You don't know what they're. You have no idea what they're doing. Yeah. You have no idea. It's so dark and so you can't audit it. You have, it's such a dark pool. It's the darkest of dark pools, the Federal Reserve and the Exchange Stabilization Fund. And so did they stop? I don't know. That's what they say they did. I don't know if they did or didn't. And Hugo Salinas Price brought up, he said they had $1 trillion worth of bonds that got turned in. Who bought those bonds? Where did that go? And the answer is, who knows what they did? But at some point, the currency goes poof in a hurry. At some point. And Melody, I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. It took me better part of a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I had many, many people wanting that page that you bought. You know, how do I buy gold and silver? And every time we put in, you know, their name in fraud, I'd get fraud. I'd get, oh, God. I'd get some kind of terrible thing or some kind of, you know, weasel. And, I have not had a single complaint, I've got to tell you, about people going, I hope you're getting some calls from this, but I've not had a single complaint, and that was my criteria. I don't want to hear people saying, hey man, I didn't get my stuff. Hey man, they screwed me at discount gold and silver. And I don't hear that. So.
Well, thank you. We work very hard and we've been doing it for a very long time. And, you know, I was always curious on how you did find gold and silver. I did not even know you were searching for a year and a half to 2 years looking for a gold dealer. So
I'm looking for somebody to buy
that. I'm glad you found me.
Well, you passed the test. I mean, I remember I told you that. I just don't want to get the. Remember I said when we first started?
Yep.
Listen, I don't want to get the calls that say, hey, man, I didn't get my stuff, because you won't be on the page long if that happens. I had people, I had all kinds of people wanting that page. I had, you wouldn't believe the people, and you'd know who they were. And I wouldn't put them on because they have some nefarious, you know, stuff in the background. They, you know, I have all kinds of people pitching me to, hey, can we do affiliate marketing? Hey, if we sell this Skull and Crossbones coin, you'll get a piece. I don't know. No, thank you. I don't want that. Nope. Just Google Ads and a sponsor. You're still my only sponsor at this point, which it's hard to get people that are, what can I say, honest?
Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
So,
it's almost as much of a miracle as Trump's candidacy.
I don't want to go on too much because I don't want to people think this is some fake thing, but it's a real thing. And I tell you, I tell people, I'm trying to buy gold, read this article, and the person that sponsored this page is honest. So you should go to them. And you can call Melody, and she'll answer. Actually, you can talk to the owner. Actually, she'll answer the phone.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that's important, yes, we have great prices, we ship, and, you know, we're all honest. But, you know, we tell the truth about buying gold and silver, too. I mean, it's just not to benefit us. It's to benefit the customer. And a lot of our commissions go right back into programs to help education, to help people understand why they need to own gold and silver. We can reach a lot of people by doing radio programs instead of advertising in magazines and things like that. So, our funds go in. We support other programs that provide great information to the listeners in trying to get them prepared for what's coming.
Well, listen, and you got making a profit is not an evil thing.
No.
Making a profit by cheating people is an evil thing, but that making a profit is not. I have to make a profit to keep my lights on. You have to make a profit to keep your lights on. The idea is that do you have to cheat people to make a profit? And the answer is no, you don't. You may not make as much, but you don't have to cheat people.
No.
You actually will make more over the long term.
You'll be in business.
I mean, most of the hustlers and the con artists, they get in it for short term, and then they cut and they run or they're hauled away. But if you're in it for the long term, honesty will actually do you. It'll feed you for decades.
Well, some of the dealers are offering, I don't want to name names, but some of them are offering, you know, at or below spot price. They're not charging any commission. There is no way. I would be so nervous about doing business because that is a game of musical chairs. And at some point, that music is going to stop. Because if you get no profit, I don't care how many, you can sell 100 or 100,000. If there's no profit, you can't make any money. You can't do that. At some point, you're going to end up keeping somebody's money and not deliver their metal. At some point.
I talk until I'm blue in my face sometimes, Greg, and sometimes, you know, people are always just looking for that little bit of savings, and eventually they'll get caught. They will get caught.
And there won't be anywhere to go when they get caught. When they're done, they're done. They're going to file bankruptcy, and you can't put them in jail for being
And you won't get your money back either.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely, positively correct. But I just wanted to kind of bring that up. But and listen, this is going to end, and it's going to end quickly, and it's going to end badly. I had Bo Poley on, and he said, listen, since the bottom was at 1045, and he's doing some chart work and stuff. I don't know if, he said he missed it the year before. Freely said, hey, listen, I missed the Shemitah thing, because it was a year off. He says, this is the year it's going to happen. But he's not the only person saying this is the year it's going to happen. David Stockman says, before the election cycle is finished, this is going to blow. Michael Pinto, this is going to go. He says, you don't realize it, but we're experiencing the crash in China right now.
Yeah.
Right now, China is crashing.
Yep. And there's not much they can do about it because it's a function
exactly
of foreign
said.
Trade rather than internal economic problems. It's primarily a question of foreign demand. They can't control that. They are in big trouble. But we are also in trouble because we're out of time. Greg, thanks very much for being on the program. We enjoyed hearing what you had to say on your weekly analysis. We look forward to talking to you in the future. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom, Financial Survival. Be back tomorrow. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Frank, the producer, and Greg Hunter. Bye-bye.
All night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. Money, money, must be funny.